So I was born in New York and I was raised in Los Angeles. And in 1991, I think I was about 19 years old. And I wanted to go to the Long Beach Pride Festival. And I was in community college, and I didn't know how I was going to be able to do this because I still lived in my parents' house. And I thought, what if somebody like recognizes it? Like, what am I going to do? So I was a sociology undergrad, and so I told my mom that I needed to go to the Pride Festival for a paper because I needed to experience a different culture and write about it and all this kind of stuff. And my legs are shaking. I'm like, I can't even. So the thing that was funny is this. I, at this point, had never dated a woman or anything like that, but I knew, right? And the thing about it is I had never seen anybody that looked like me. I had never seen someone feminine. I never saw somebody who wore lipstick and dresses and all this kind of stuff. So my idea of what a lesbian looked like was not me. So I remember getting ready, and I was telling somebody this. So it's in the 90s, so I had a plaid shirt in my wardrobe. And so I had a cutoff plaid shirt. So I had a cutoff plaid shirt, jeans and a shirt, and I was in the mirror behind my thing, and I was like, all right. And I'm like trying to get ready. And I'm like, this is not who I am, right? So I wore black jeans, black boots, cut off the shoulder top. I flipped my hair, curled it, lipstick full on. And I'm like, this is me, right? So I'm on my way. I'm like parking far just in case somebody sees me, okay? And I'm walking up the thing, and two Marines try to pick me up on the way. So I was kind of like, no, I'm good. So then there's a bridge that goes to the other side. And there are all these kids on one side. And they go, and I'm about to look over. And they were like, you don't want to go over there. And I was like, I don't want to go over there. They said, they're going to recruit you. I was like, to do what? And they were like, you don't want to go over there. So anyway, I made my way to my first Pride and saw people who looked like me. They were dancing under the tent to house music, and it was awesome, right? And I saw women with lipstick. To just be seen and see somebody that looks like you do, and seeing women dancing, and it was together, and kissing, and just being themselves was amazing. So that's the first story. Then I'm going to tell you about my coming out story to my grandmother, which was so unexpected, and I didn't know I was going to do it. So my grandma was visiting Los Angeles, and she wanted to go to the mall, took her to the mall. On the way home, I'm driving, and all of a sudden, she goes, Ma, you know, so I'm not the first queer person in my family. And so then she goes, you know, Annie's gay, Greg's gay. And I say, I'm gay. And I'm driving. And I go, shit, I can't believe it. And so she goes, you're gay? Yeah, I'm gay. You know Bonnie? Yeah. Well, that's my girlfriend. Oh. No, she goes, Bonnie. I said, you know Bonnie. She goes, is that your friend? That's my friend. And she goes, oh. She says, are you happy? I said, yes. And she goes, okay. And that was it.